How about it, race fans? This is Richard Allen of InsideDirtRacing.com and InsideCircleTrack.com coming to you with a new little segment that I'm going to call Rich's Ramblings that I'm going to try and do from time to time when I'm on my way home from a racetrack or on my way to a racetrack, just to give you an idea of some thoughts that I might have that may not fit into a story somewhere, but something that, who knows, maybe you'll find worth listening to. I certainly hope you do. I thought about putting these things on YouTube, but then I realized, why would anybody want to look at me? So you'll just have to settle for the sound of my voice, and I'm thinking you'll probably agree that that's good enough. But I'm on my way home from the World Finals at the dirt track in Charlotte. What a great event that is, and if you've never had the opportunity to go, I suggest you put that on your bucket list to check that out sometime, where you have the NOS Energy drinks, the World of Outlaws Sprint Cars, the World of Outlaws Morton Buildings Late Model Series, and the Big Block Modifieds of the Super Dirt Car Series all in one place at one time. It's a tremendous thing to see three top divisions in dirt racing all in the same place at the same time. And I posted on YouTube a video of the three division four wide salute that they offer. And that is really something to see. I don't care what form of racing you like, that'll get your blood pumping when you see all those cars out there basically encircling the entire track in a four-wide salute at one time. But check that video out. It's Richard Allen IDR on YouTube, so give that a look. But getting to the racing here real quickly, the late model championship had already been decided. Brandon Shepard came in already crowned as the World of Outlaws Late Model Series champion. He won 18 series races over the course of the year and just totally dominated there. It's just an unbelievable season for Shepard. He won three races that paid over $100,000. He won the Dirt Million, the Dirt Late Model Dream, and the Dirt Track World Championship late in the season there. All three of those paid more than $100,000, or $100,000 at least, I should say. So he had that already secured, but still two great races. Jimmy Owens winning on Saturday night. Jimmy being a popular driver, it's always entertaining for the crowd when the Newport Nightmare does well. And then Chris Madden put a cap on a tremendous second half of the season that he had with Scott Blomquist Racing after losing, or I should say parting ways with Skyline Motorsports back early in the year, and kind of landing a new home with Cody Sommer and Scott Blomquist, and then went on an incredible tear, winning three crown jewel races as well as numerous other races that he got in. So even with a championship decided, it was still great racing. It was very entertaining to watch the late models on that track in front of such a huge grandstand with a massive crowd on hand. But just real quick on the World of Outlaws sprint car side, when a lot of fans of other forms of racing like IndyCar or NASCAR, when they think of dirt racing, they tend to think of sprint cars. And especially when you have two drivers who are competing for the championship with such high profile owners. Brad Sweet came in with a narrow lead in the standings. He drives for Casey Kane Racing, whereas Donnie Schatz, a 10-time World of Outlaw champion, he drives for Tony Stewart Racing. So those two guys brought in a lot of eyes onto dirt racing that wouldn't normally be there. For example, Jordan Bianchi, who works for a all-sports subscription-based site called The Athletic, he was there covering those races. So anytime you get that kind of exposure for any form of dirt racing, you know, a rising tide lifts all boats. So that's going to help every form of dirt racing in the long run. But that was great. And then also Matt Williamson beat out Matt Shepard for the Big Block Modified Championship. So all in all, just a great time at the World Finals at Charlotte. So hope you'll be able to give that a look sometime if you've never been there. I appreciate you taking the time to listen. I've already probably exceeded. I'm trying to put a five-minute limit on these things. I've probably already exceeded that already. But appreciate you listening, and hope to talk to you later. Have a great week.